We are Si and Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Coastal News First Look, episode of 2024. I'm going to keep saying this, by the way, like a broken record. Yeah.
It's been a minute. You keep telling them, girl.
2024. Welcome to 2024. Happy New Year. It's Sunday night, and that can only mean one thing.
Heartbeats on.
Antiques Roadshow. Haven't done my homework. No, none of that. No, it's not 1995. Oh. It's all fine. No, it means I've got my crystal ball out. I've got my tea leaves. Oh. I've borrowed Maz's tarot cards.
Ayop.
I know.
And I'm going to.
Three of swords in the back. Yep. And we're going to look at what's coming up on Home and Away in the UK this week or next week, depending on how you feel about the time. Before we do that, though, we've got to remember that our main weekly podcast episode was uploaded on Saturday morning, where we discussed all of the drama from last week at Summer Bay. But if you want some spoilers about what's coming up this week on the show, you're in the right place, because we're going to look at a sneaky peek ahead to the episodes that will be airing on Channel 5 and 5 Star this week in the UK. And we've already been talking, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. So hello, Si.
Hello. Hello. You okay?
Hello. I'm all right.
You're dying not to laugh. Yeah, you.
Yeah, thank you. How's your weekend?
Oh, great. Love being back. How good is it?
I miss this. It's better than my day job by a million miles.
Completely. Anyway,
unless my boss is listening, in which case, nowhere near.
So, performance of you coming up. Yeah, I love it.
Oh no, I've just passed that. We're all good.
Oh congrats!
Thank you. I'm safe for another year. It's all good.
We digress.
So. This is First Look, and you know the drill. Even if other people don't know, but you know the drill. You know that we have a little game that we play for our amusement only, it seems, where one of us tries to guess the episode number of the next episode that we're going to watch, which will be Monday at 6:30 p.m. on 5 Star. Have you got an episode number for me?
Okay, have I? Listen. We did this in November.
November, right? Yeah.
Today is the 5th of January. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. No, it's the 7th of January.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The 7th of January.
Get with the program.
I don't know what day it is, Sophie, let alone what episode number we're on. You're going to have to tell me.
I'm sorry.
This week. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, I can reveal.
Please do.
I can reveal that the next episode that we are going to watch is episode number 8137.
Oh,
not a very memorable number, I'll be honest.
No. Anyway. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Right? We'll see what happens. Yeah.
That's the starting point.
Yes. So let's kick off the week. So Marley puts his foot down. Well, he tried to last week and he failed. So I don't really see how he's going to get rid of
it. It's too softy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we talked at length yesterday about his lack of spine, lack of cojones, lack of everything yesterday, didn't we, on the main pod? So
don't see it. I don't see it myself.
No, I don't. And even if he does, she's not going to listen, is she? She's just going to go, yeah, whatever, get some bread. So I'm beating on the toast. I don't know. Oh well, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, will Irene face her grim reality? No.
It's going to be the court, isn't it? The magistrates.
I think so. You know, on the last episode on Friday on First Look, John at the very end was trying to get her to go and see the lawyer. Like he was saying, you know, Harper's going to see the lawyer. You need to go and see the lawyer. Let's go. And she was like, I'm at work. And he was like, no, get your coat. We're going.
Yeah.
Do you think he's still trying to get her to face reality?
Yeah. Maybe she's now talked to the lawyer and the lawyer's not got a lot of good things to say.
No. Oh, God. Yeah, possibly. Oh, dear. Not looking good. Mackenzie. Oh, Mackenzie, she's back with, you know, with some gusto here. Mackenzie uncovers a lie.
Well, did you watch the trailer?
I did.
On Friday. She finds the, she's in the storeroom, shall we say.
Yeah. Well, the next line is actually Felicity doubles down on her lie. So this is the lie.
Yeah. She's found the pills, yeah.
Found the pills. She's confronted Flick by the looks of things and said, what's going on?
Flick is not going to be able to keep a lid on this now.
No, no way. Absolutely no way.
I must say, I thought it would last longer than a week. Oh.
Yeah, took two episodes. Mind you, it's Mac knows, but how long before Tane knows? That could be the next thing, couldn't it? So
yeah, Mac might tell her she's got to do the right thing.
Yeah, you've got till Wednesday or I'm going to tell him myself. Yeah.
And then how do you tell Tane something like that? He'll probably come bouncing off the walls, won't he? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what's weird about this storyline? Everyone in the Bay knows they're trying for a baby. Everyone knows they're doing it like rabbits. It's weird, isn't it? It's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird, but it's something that I do like to picture. No, cut that out.
We don't have to use much imagination with these two either.
No, that's true.
It's quite easy to fill in the blanks, but you know. Literally. Anyway, okay, right, we're coming back down to earth now. So Leah can't face losing Justin.
Oh.
Okay. Maybe he's, oh God, the paddles are out. 1, 2, 3, clear. Maybe. Yeah. We've seen that a few times, haven't we, over the years?
I still think he looks quite good considering what happened to him.
That was bloody good. I think James Stewart looks really amazing at the moment. I don't know what, like, he's lying there topless in that hospital bed and I'm going, he looks like he's been working out.
Well, he does look good, to be fair.
He does.
And I think he's probably put a lot of hard work into that.
Yes.
Work that I wish I could put into myself.
Oh, did you? Like, I'm way too lazy. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's that old trope, isn't it? Men in the hospital don't wear any clothes. I mean,
thank you. Get a hospital gown, which I personally, I'm not objecting to. I don't want anyone to go and make hospital gowns. Please, can I have that on record? I'm not saying go and make hospital gowns.
Yeah.
I love the direction that this takes, but it is bizarre that the women get a hospital gown and the men just are half naked with a bit of a blanket over them.
Get rid of the blanket, I say. Don't want it. Got no use for that.
It's too hot in Australia.
Under all those studio lights. Do me a favor.
40 degrees in Sydney right now or something ridiculous. You know, come on. Do we need a blanket?
No.
Yeah. Sorry, I digress. Should we get back to track? Get back on the track?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Alf demands answers. Oh, it's all coming out, isn't it?
Didn't we say yesterday that he'd come in and sniff it out?
He would. He's like a Rottweiler. Yeah. He's not going to take it. He's not going to take it. Leah snaps. Oh, Leah snaps. So Leah yesterday. So on Tuesday's episode, Leah can't face losing Justin. And then we've got Leah snaps on the next episode.
I hope it's a Brie. She needs something to do.
Don't know who it could be. Anyway, Alf gets the truth from Rue and Marilyn. Oh, he's grilling them, isn't he? He's grilling him. He's too long in the tooth for this, so I feel bad for him. Like, Mr. Stewart, you should not have to be dealing with your middle-aged child and reprimanding her at this age.
Well, do you know what? He should have brought her up better then.
Blame the parents. I blame Martha, personally. Kidney bitch.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, it's all there. Where were you? Yeah.
Took the kidney and effed off. She did. Anyway.
Fake your own death. Rue's turned out quite all right, considering.
Oh, dear. Oh, there's quite a lot of lyric in the next few lines.
Tell you what it is. I'm sorry.
Skip over?
Oh, yeah, don't do lyric. We'll just... I was about to say this is really insensitive, so I've changed my mind.
You're not going to tell me. You can tell me afterwards.
Say, Martha's got all the personnel. God.
Sorry.
Who doesn't need a personality? Martha's got them all.
Martha's got the personality of a wooden spoon.
She's like multi-personalities. Schizophrenic or something.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's true. She's on the medication, isn't she? To suppress the personalities.
Personality. What a wooden spoon with a kidney, might I say.
Wooden spoon with a new kidney, yeah. I do find a very, very, oh, I've painted a watering can. Great. Thanks, Martha. Thanks for your input. Oh, why is she the love of, this is what, I'm going to go on one now.
Yeah.
Why is she the love of Alf's life? I cannot deal.
She is not. Elsa is. And I will say no more about the matter.
Anyway.
My God.
We've really got on our soapbox here.
Sorry, yeah, I'm crying laughing.
Apologies, what? Listeners. This is what happens on First Look. We just go wild, 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 wild. there's a whole bunch of lyric stuff happening next week. I'm not reading it. So I'm going to skip over all the lyric crap. And then we've got a very dramatic line, which says, will Summer Bay lose one of their own?
Is that Justin or?
It must be. But then the last couple of lines of the week are interesting. So we've got Alf throws a spanner in the works.
It's going Mirimbula. He's not around for the presentation.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe he hijacks the presentation to get on his soapbox about something. I don't know. And then the very, very last line of the week is Justin is in danger. So is that medically? Is that the cult of Storm the hospital? Have we got another hospital siege on our hands? Has he lived? Have they come back to finish him off?
Or is he gone for a hike after he got discharged?
Is he gone to Cyprus? Could be anything, that.
He's got caught in a riptide.
Oh, God, it could be anything, couldn't it, Justin? Yeah. Justin's in danger. I don't know. I'm wondering whether, because obviously this is all the cult, isn't it? And they've left them there to die in this factory and they haven't died. They've made it to hospital. Have the cult come along to just turn his machine off and finish him off? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Pull the plug.
Yeah. Because you'd be annoyed, wouldn't you, if you left them there to die and they managed to escape somehow and you find out they're in the hospital, they're not dead.
I think you're right, because do you know there was a very throwaway comment tonight, on Friday, on Five Star, that said he's got a guard at the door. Why would we need to know that?
Oh, yes. Yes, well done. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So he's not out of the woods yet. Okay, interesting. So that's next Friday for First Look. So we'll have to see. Gosh, I want to watch it now.
Thank you for listening. We will be back with more episode discussion from Summer Bay soon. Until then, join the discussion online at Coastal News Pod.